This feature is brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Ewing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain. We have a caller already, so should we get right to him?
Well, how come we got an echo like this?
Yeah, we have an echo. Do you think you can fix that, Aaron?
Anyway, our show is just to prove that everything can be cured. All chronic disorders, Western syndromes, are nothing but symptoms. The cause has to do with mind, not in harmony. The mind's energy go in the body and open up circulation. That's how the mind maintains health in the body. Anyway, let's use the problem of this caller and illustrate that point.
Okay, Adam from New York City. Adam? Hello? Is Adam there?
Is Adam there?
Hello? Okay. We're not getting Adam.
Yeah, let me kind of explain, okay? The human is a spirit. Uh-huh. This is one thing that Western scientists, especially doctors, need to learn. Our true identity, our true essence, is a living, invisible energy that occupies the entire space in the universe. All this energy, the Chinese call qi, are divided into five different parts: your heart, lung, liver, kidney, spleen, or fire, wood, water, metal, earth. They behave like that way. Your heart energy, the heart qi, deal with love and joy. Kidney qi deal with fear. Stomach qi deal with worry. So all these different motivation, intelligence, and feeling goes in your body through different meridians, or antennas. And they control the body that way. The first thing the qi does is it opens up circulation. And that is how your mind and spirit controls your body through circulation, much like California or any society, the welfare is controlled by open traffics.
Mm-hmm.
When the traffic gets jammed, you got problem. So when the meridian gets jammed, you don't have circulation, that's when you get problem. Anyway, we do have an in-house studio guest.
Yes, let's get to him first. Basically, Don has been on our show before. He was on show number 104, January 25th of 2003.
Don has a very, very bad problem with one of his legs. In fact, it's a kind of gangrenous. The first time I saw him, it's all dark purple, involving, you know, like two-thirds of the leg, almost all the way up to the knee, and it's an amputation problem with regular medicine. And we have done a lot for him. Why don't I let Don tell a little bit about your story?
Okay, Dr. Chi.
Tong.
Dr. Tong.
That's
okay. Yes.
I was concentrating on the Chi.
Right.
Yeah. As you recall, I come in here and my right lower leg looked like a 50-gallon drum all swollen up, and it was black from the toe on up to above the calf.
Not quite black. Purple.
Deep purple.
Yeah, deep purple. Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I just had happened to hear you. You know, I knew it was approaching gangrene, and I happened to was lucky enough to hear your radio program, and I says I got a call, so I called, made an appointment. I come
tell us
here.
How long have you had this problem, and what did they do in regular medicine?
Well, my leg started to discolor over a period of 10 years, and every time I showed the medical doctor about it, he would just say, yeah, that's bad. And, yeah, you got poor circulation there.
Yeah, that is very
I
bad.
I agree with him. See, I look at it, I agree 100% that it was
smart.
Bad.
And they never offered any resolution for it at all. So I become more and more frustrated, I guess, over the period of time. It probably all channeled right into the leg and
yes.
Made it worse and worse. And I knew it was getting pretty close to amputation time, and I was being unable to walk. My I was so swollen, my ankle had locked up, and I mm-hmm. couldn't bend it at all.
Right.
And so immediately after your first treatment, I could bend the ankle some, and within three treatments, I was really showing remarkable progress, and my leg was draining all the bad fluids out of it and everything, and it just was amazing to me how rapidly my leg came down, and then over a period of a couple of months, how the color came back till it eventually reached the,
like,
you know, the likeness of my left leg.
Fresh color, yeah, huh?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. See, all I did was that I opened up all the traffic jams, let the energy push the circulation. So the circulation opened up is what heal you. All our problem is healed by the body's mind opening up the circulation, mm-hmm. also via the endocrine vascular hormonal system.
Right.
Okay. So with circulation open, the mind tells the body how to heal.
Now, how many treatments? How long did you come see Dr. Tong to get this fixed? Or when did you start noticing the improvement last?
It improved continuously as I came in. I came in for about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Before
like
it was like, yeah, right. Like religiously or mm-hmm. as close to religiously as I could get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The problem with you is that you're a drywall hanger and you sometimes work 12
I'm a
hours a day.
Yeah, I'm a taper.
Yeah, taper, okay. So 12 hours a day on your feet all the time.
Right.
And many times, because of heavy working, you'll get infected and ulceration and stuff like this. Right now, you have an ulceration.
Mm-hmm.
Last week was so much worse. Okay, but after the treatment, now it's shrunk down to mm-hmm. one area, and the swelling was
right.
all gone.
How do you
correct.
Feel now? You just had a treatment, actually.
Yes, I just walked out of a treatment, and I was just telling Dr. Tom before the radio show that my leg feels really light right now, mm-hmm. and like it's dumped all the liquid already in it.
Right.
I know it had, I'm getting the flexibility in the ankle already,
mm-hmm.
and I can feel power coming back into the leg.
Right. So every time you get the treatment, your legs start leaking the water.
Right,
out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So mm-hmm. that means the chi. What is, can you explain that or tell me?
Yeah, the energy goes in whenever you can feel your leg or feel yourself, because your life, yourself, is in the body. When the mind and body are together, then you feel like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Every part of you. The certain part gets blocked. That part feel like it doesn't belong to you. Okay,
right.
That's how we get sick. Now, we can name it gangrene, we can name it arthritis, we can name it hypertension,
right.
or any of these symptoms you want, okay? But when a patient comes to see you, they want to be treated, not the symptom want to be treated. Okay?
Right.
Correct.
So today,
body.
There are a whole bunch of people who use alternative medicine, natural medicine, and everything else. There's one thing that's bad about them is that they seal to symptoms. You can use Chinese medicine. You can use homeopathic.
Herbs.
If you treat high blood pressure, you are doing wrong.
You
we treat Dawn.
Whole body.
We
Correct.
Don't treat high blood pressure.
Correct.
We don't treat gangrene. We treat Dawn. That's why your whole body get different part of the point. We get injected from head to toe. Because
right.
every single symptom are connected together.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot treat high blood pressure without also healing the low back pain or the arthritis. So
Correct.
You have to treat the person. You know, the first alternative medicine center started by Dr. Andrew Weil in Arizona many years ago. It was closed about 2 years ago. The reason is that the bottom line is that how effective your treatment is.
Right.
Correct.
Okay? You can call it alternative medicine. You can call it natural medicine. If you cannot save money, you cannot save life, you cannot cure diseases, okay? You run as much sooner or later, you're going to close down. So they
Correct.
Still have to learn how to cure diseases and learn to treat the person as a whole.
Mm-hmm. So now this is your second treatment after coming back again, right, for your ulcerated leg?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're starting to see improvement?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the swelling's gone down
mm-hmm. yeah.
quite a bit. It's almost back to normal.
Yeah. Last week. Oh. Well, okay. We got to keep on.
Yeah. Let's. We'll get back to Dawn. If anyone has questions, give us a call at 866-870-5752. Again, it's 866-870-5752. If you'd like to make an appointment, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, I think we got Adam from New York City now. Let's get him on the line. Hello, Adam?
Hi. Yeah, hi.
Hi, welcome
yes.
to our show.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
How you doing, Dr. Tong?
How are you?
You're calling from
I'm
far.
Good. I'm calling about my sister. She has severe adhesive arachnoiditis. I think she spoke with you for a brief time this week.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, I know you told her you had some treatment for the pain of the disease, but do you have any treatment for the reversing of the process of the disease?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I cure arachnoiditis. You can call anything you want, meningitis, arachnoiditis, meningeal seal. I have a patient with a cyst in the spinal cord and that leaks fluid all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot just treat the symptom alone.
Right.
Just before you call in, okay, I'll repeat how the difference between symptom and cause. Our program,
yeah.
the most important thing for the listeners out there, okay, is to learn the difference between symptom and cause. If you don't know that, you'll never cure a problem. Treating symptom will never cure your problem. When a leak within a wall, plumbing pipe leak in the wall, can give you dirty stain on the wall, dirty carpet, wet carpet. Now, the stain on the wall and dirty carpet are the symptoms. You can paint over the dirty wall all the time. As long as you have to do that for the rest of life, you're not fixing the root problem. The
mm-hmm.
cause has to do with the leak. Okay? You can call it multiple wall stain syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds a little more scientific, but it's still a symptom. So
right.
you call it adhesive arachnoiditis. It means nothing. It means that inflammation of the meninges,
mm-hmm.
arachnoid. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
For the patient, it just means pain.
Right.
Okay? The doctor called it the symptom arachnoiditis, the patient called pain. Okay? The problem had to do with not enough circulation to the meninges. The circulation is controlled by the energy from your mind and spirit. The Chinese called qi. There are many different kinds of qi. Heart qi, lung qi, kidney qi, liver qi, and so forth. Okay? So all those are the feelings. So stress makes the meridian, the antenna that receives all this qi block. When the qi is not there, there's no qi that open up circulation. Qi open up circulation like the water pressure open up the sprinkler system, the water in the sprinkler system. So when you get a block in the sprinkler system, certain part of your garden, your tree, you're going to get dry.
Right.
The same thing in here, okay? When you don't have the qi and the blood flow in the meninges, you get inflammation. So I know how to manipulate and open up circulation to any part of the body. It has so many proof, okay? Go to my website, look under click on the radio show or case history, you'll find, you know, in a case history, I have a patient with 20 years of arachnoiditis. Pain for a long time, and David had gone to so many other, you know, even the best institution, okay? And all they were treating him is drugs, you know, morphine pumps, okay? Mm-hmm. But as long as you use drug or medication, okay, he's treating only the pain.
Right.
Now, our treatment is different. We open up circulation. So each time the pain becomes better and the relief lasts longer and longer, and then we teach you what were you doing wrong in life that caused the blockage. That is how you get a cure.
Okay.
Do you understand
Does
what
that
I'm saying?
Sense?
Yes, no, I understand.
Yes. Okay, the problem, this is the principle with Chinese medicine. The problem with Chinese medicine, acupuncture, and herbs is that they are too weak. They don't open up the circulation enough to cause a significant improvement immediately. For Westerners who are accustomed to the immediate relief with drugs, they are not impatient enough. But with my neurobioenergetic treatment, it's very, very fast.
Instant almost.
Instant. Just
it
like
is instant.
Like Dawn, today treatment
just
was painful. The ankle was stiff. And last week was very swollen. It had many ulcerations. So after last week's treatment, all the ulceration now slowly go to the center. And all the swelling were gone this time. Mm-hmm. But it was still stiff and painful before this treatment. Mm-hmm. But now he said the leg is lighter and more strong, and the ankle is very flexible. Isn't it true?
Yes, I can really feel the power return to the leg right now.
Just right after one treatment.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 90% of my patients feel better the first time. I don't make any guarantees, but I can tell that your sister, being at her age, who is not very old, okay,
young.
She should feel better the very first time.
The only problem is she lives in Miami.
Then I have to use a very long needle. I haven't perfected that technique yet. Yeah.
Is there any way you can get her out here?
I mean, right now she's just not in good shape for moving at all. That's part of the problem.
Yes.
The best way probably is if she can find maybe an acupuncturist in the area.
But don't get discouraged when you don't get the results.
Mm-hmm.
What part of my result comes from the fact that I've been sick for like 12 years and I have a lot of experience injecting myself and having my kids inject myself, so I know which point helps what. Those are things that are not in the books.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you, health is all you have. If you don't have health, you don't have anything. So,
but if she can get some acupuncture treatments just to stabilize her, then you can get her out here, because that can at least, you know, kind of relieve some of the pain.
True.
Okay, Adam?
Okay.
You can call our office. If you have any more questions, check out our website, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling in. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, we have Kathy from Westminster. She has a question about trigeminal neuralgia. Hello, Kathy?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
You have a question for Dr. Tong?
Yes, I have an unusual condition, trigeminal neuralgia.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth cranial nerve on the face, I guess, is hitting a blood vessel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You have to take Tegretol in order to keep the pain down. It's extreme.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Anytime you use pain medication that treats the pain, and if you heard us in the beginning, treating pain is not right. You got to treat Kathy, not treat pain. The reason why you have your nerve is painful, the nerve is not painful. So in need of a blood vessel is the energy that's painful. The feeling comes from your mind and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
From the energy, the living part of you, the Chinese call qi. And when the qi slowly gets blocked from the body, we call it aging. When the qi gets blocked from the body too acutely, too much, then we got different symptoms like facial pain. The doctor can call it trigeminal neuralgia. If the qi, if your mind and spirit is totally blocked from your body, we call that physical death. And after somebody die, nothing will work.
Mm-hmm.
So the critical element in restoring health, in curing disease, is this energy that the Western doctor do not know is called qi.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mind, it's a spirit.
Right.
Yeah. If your mind and spirit are strong enough, spontaneous cure cancer. Anything can be cured.
Right, right.
And our treatment just enhances it many, 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 many times.
Right, it's much faster.
Yeah.
Kathy, there are actually a lot of examples on our website of people who have been treated by Dr. Tong with trigeminal neuralgia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our website is drtong.com.
Do you remember that one case, a nurse that called me that she wanted to kill herself, she bought a gun?
Yes.
Okay.
She had
facial pain. Right. Initially, they diagnosed with Bell's palsy, then
right.
trigeminal neuralgia, then facial pain, then eye pain. She was not able to see. She saw double all the time. It was so painful. So it doesn't matter what you call it, Bell's mm-hmm. palsy, trigeminal neuralgia, tic to the loop.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, and
I have it's show number 136, September 27th, 2003. Just check it out on the radio. Her name is Victoria.
Yes.
And she has facial nerve problems, Bell's palsy, trigeminal neuralgia.
And after the first treatment, the pain went totally much better,
okay.
and she was almost seeing single, no doubles.
Okay, we have
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Kathy.
Yes.
We have another caller, Claudia from Los Angeles, about multiple sclerosis.
We have several multiple sclerosis. We have quite a few, actually, mm-hmm. yeah, but several of the patients mm-hmm. have been on our show before. Uh-huh.
Claudia, is Claudia there?
Claudia?
Okay, we can't get online. Anyway,
Hello?
Oh, hi, yeah. Claudia. Welcome to our show.
Yeah, one Hello? Of them. Okay.
Do you have a question about multiple MS?
Yeah, I wanted to know how effective the procedure is on people with multiple sclerosis.
Okay. You know what? Why don't you keep listening to our show because we have a guest on and Dr. Tong can kind of explain a little bit more. Just keep listening, okay?
Yeah, and I'll make
that
reference
question.
To your,
okay.
Your stay
okay.
on. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Loxley from San Luis Obispo. Hello, Loxley.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi. Welcome to our show. Thanks for calling in.
Yes.
Loxley has been on our show numerous times. The last time he was on was May 15th, if you guys want to check out that show, May 15th, 2004. Loxley, we have a couple minutes. Let's just do a recap of how you're doing.
I'm doing wonderfully. The energy is being increased. It's affecting every part of my body, emotions, and mind. I've
mm-hmm.
lost 30 pounds from the first time I came there, and I'm not attempting to lose any weight. Just
mm-hmm.
eating properly, thinking right, feeling right, and everything is circulating. My knees with the serious tophi from gout and stuff, all that's gone.
So
okay.
possible.
What were your initial symptoms? What were the complaints?
They used to swell. My knees used to swell. I used to have chronic gout.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from being over acidic, and now all of that is gone.
And you travel all the way from San Luis Obispo to
right.
here. Yes.
Which is like a 2.5-hour drive.
It was actually more than that.
Actually, you ruined my debut in perfecting a long needle technique.
Right.
I was going to use long needle technique on you.
So
right. And also with the
sinusitis you had?
Cyst on my prostate.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Cyst on your prostate.
Causes both voiding problems and also incontinence. The incontinence is almost completely gone now.
Mm-hmm.
So how was incontinence before?
So it was bad. I couldn't, you know, I would literally drive from bathroom to bathroom coming to see you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And now you don't have that
problem. Stop to Los Angeles, I might have to stop 10 times on my way to see you.
Yes.
Know where every bathroom was.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Tong, why don't you quickly explain what you do to fix him
okay.
so we can answer Claudia's question.
Every patient, we use the same technique.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Every problem in California, you just find out where the traffic jams are.
Mm-hmm.
Some traffic jam cause a riot, some traffic jam cause
mm-hmm.
food dry, some traffic jam cause
right.
Hunger problem.
So
okay?
What's the technique you use?
Yeah,
what
so,
do you do?
So what we do is that instead of using the acupuncture needle to open up the acupuncture point, I inject a little Novocaine into the acupuncture point. That is a blockage.
Mm-hmm.
The releasing a spasm, 99 to 100%
right.
rather than 15%.
Exactly.
So you restore the circulation 99%.
Using just a little local anesthetic.
That's
right.
Right?
Which
so
is
it,
very powerful.
Yeah, so it depends on where the blocks are.
Mm-hmm.
So the different symptoms, the doctor will call it gout.
Mm-hmm.
Some doctor know if you're in the spinal cord, in the different nerve, you call it multiple mm-hmm. sclerosis.
Right.
Yeah.
So
We
have a patient with MS.
Laura and...
Right.
What show is that?
That
yeah.
show, I think, if Claudia's still listening, that show is January or February of 2003.
But actually, very simple. You click
mm-hmm.
on radio show and go down
right, go to the index.
Multiple sclerosis.
It's under multiple sclerosis.
Yeah, you'll see several patients.
But basically, yeah. your technique, Dr. Tong, right, is you inject the acupuncture points instead of just using a needle.
That's right. Bringing the mind back to the body,
mm-hmm.
balancing all the energy, and improving circulation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a quick phone consultation or call us now at 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Join us for more exciting cases next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
Brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Folks, I continue to be blown away at the quality of